Lord, thank you that we get to be in your word again today. We just love that this little congregation, that this church in Skycomish can be a people-loving, word-preaching community. And I pray that, today we will truly feel community and learn from your word. I ask that my words will be your words and not just my opinion. Help me to rightly, properly divide your word of truth. Amen. Today's verse is Ephesians 5:19, and the title I've given it is Speaking in Song. Before I move to the text, I think, how many of you have met somebody and it's like their presence is like a breath of fresh air, or it's like music to your ears to know that they're going to be at a gathering that you're going to, or it feels good, because as humans, we live a life of song in some ways. We may not actually be singing, but you kind of get this rhythm. Now, if you think about your heart and music and how that goes together, 4-4 beat, it is kind of, you've got the four chambers, and it's you know, things are working in sync and working properly. Your heart and the 4-4 timing are going to go together pretty well. For most of us, when you think about your life being a song, for me anyway, I don't know about the rest of you, but for me, I feel like too often I'm still in rehearsal, I'm practicing. That song that I would like to share with the world is not the one that's always available. I don't know, Nancy, are you still playing violin? You gave up on that.
That song wasn't available.
That song, because you did a great job with it, but it's like it takes a lot of practice, doesn't it?
The sound I've heard in my...
And that's why I don't have the saxophone anymore. I loved playing saxophone, but I wanted to hear that saxophone music that I really enjoyed, and it wasn't coming out of my saxophone. And I could try a tenor saxophone or a baritone saxophone or an alto saxophone. It didn't seem to matter. Soprano definitely didn't work, but you know, any of those. And you have this feeling like there's a song we want to hear. There's a song we want to share. And I think music is kind of fun. Oftentimes, you know, I get irritated when I'm going to a movie. I think it's a movie and I find out it's a musical. It's like, okay, how much time did these gangsters have to choreograph their stabbings? Which musical am I referring to here?
West Side Story.
West Side Story. I mean, you all know. And then Oklahoma. It's like a bunch of Western guys just going along. You know, you think they're going to be rough and tumble, and then they break out, Oklahoma, where the sun... Who knows what? And it's like, okay... It's not natural. It's not normal. Musicals are strange, and yet somehow today's message, speaking in song, how do we speak to one another in song? And I think I want to expand that a little wider than I've heard sermons and read articles on. Let me jump to the text here. And it's including last week's text as well. Do not get drunk on wine, which leads to debauchery. Instead, be filled with the Spirit, comma, and then it brings us to this week's verse. Speaking to one another with psalms, hymns, and songs from the Spirit, sing and make music from your heart to the Lord. And many of the sermons that I listen to, they spend so much time on trying to define psalms, hymns, and songs from the Spirit, or spiritual songs. And they get so in-depth on defining that becomes another list of rules. And I really don't see that in Paul's writing here. I see Paul saying, and if you combine it with the other scriptures and texts in scripture about where the Spirit of the Lord is, there's freedom. Where the Spirit of the Lord is, there's liberty. So this isn't a confining of these are the things you need to do. And yet there is something positive about here, because if you look at psalms, hymns, and songs from the Spirit, you're probably talking about scripture. And so if if our life song is sharing scripture with one another, that's a very positive thing. It's coming from the Spirit. All scripture is God-breathed. We'll get to that later as well. But it's like, rather than trying to see speaking to one another with psalms, hymns, and songs from the Spirit as a limitation, I think I want to look at it as a broadening of our concept of what our life is. When we look at Scripture, there's a lot of different ways to study it. And this week, I kind of went back to some of my high school journalism days. So we're speaking to one another with psalms, hymns, and songs from the Spirit. Sing and make music from your heart to the Lord. Traditional journalism questions. How many of you ever did journalism and you learned that, you know, who, what, when, where, why, and how? I mean, it's like, if you dig into that, most articles that you read now, by the way, those questions are not answered. It's irritating for me to read something that claims to be a news article, and when I'm done with it, I have no clue what the facts are. All I know is what someone's opinion is. And those are fine if you put them on the op-ed page. It's great. But, you know, good journalism is going to take the time to dig in and look in depth at all of these things. And so, as I was looking at the verse this week, speaking to one another with psalms, hymns, and songs from the Spirit, sing and make music from your heart to the Lord, I kind of broke it down a little bit as to the journalism questions. We'll start with what? Speaking with psalms, hymns, and songs from the Spirit. That's the what there. We're speaking to one another. We're speaking with song. Our life can be a song. Now, there's times where I'm listening to a song and a note is just wrong. Or a phrase in it that keeps coming back again and again and again is irritating. Okay? That's not the song I want to share with my life. If you don't know what I mean by a phrase can be irritating, think to going to Disneyland or Disney World. You're going on a ride. It's a small world. I seriously think they could make a lot of money if they would just turn that into a big paintball experience. Sorry. That's a funny aside, but anyway, I'm not entertaining. Don't get me wrong here, because that's not allowed any longer. No entertainment. Speaking with psalms, hymns, and songs from the Spirit is the what? This is your life is a song, or maybe it's a series of songs, because most of us have eclectic taste. We like certain types of music. Different times, different places. I remember some summer songs when I had a paper route and I was 11, 12, 13 years old and I had the big boom box and the paper bags and you're walking along and these summer songs, they can still come to you and you hear them and it takes you back to that place. It takes you back to you can, you know, smell the fresh air and see the Puget Sound. I had a really nice view from my paper route. Was raised in Ruston, Washington, just down where you could actually see nature. There's a 750 acre park right next door for our backyard, and it was pretty beautiful. But you know, I'd be going along, you know, hot town, summer in the city, back of my neck getting dirt and gritty. You know, some of, and you get these songs, and it's like, okay, yeah, I remember that experience. Well, when we share our lives with one another, it may not be an actual song. But somebody sees something and it reminds us of an experience we had with a certain individual, a person. Somebody that brought depth to our life. Somebody that brought positive sayings. And sometimes you can say something to somebody and it has a really big impact on their life and you may not even remember saying it. Because as we're walking in the Spirit, remember that's kind of the whole thing here. If you're filled with the Spirit and you're speaking the truth in love, and somebody receives that part of your song and that becomes part of their life, then it's kind of like now we're the body of Christ. We're an orchestra. People don't go and listen to orchestras as much anymore. But it's something beautiful about hearing the piccolos do a little line or two of a melody, and then it gets repeated with the brass section, or maybe just the trombones or the tubas. and then it can kind of bounce back and forth. And it's like, if you listen to the entire performance, there's a conversation going on amongst the different instruments. And the strings and the woodwinds can bounce ideas back and forth that may sound the same, but they're really different. And I think that's what, you know, as the body of Christ, our song should be building and encouraging the people around us, lifting everyone up. And we should also in turn be lifted up and encouraged and built up by the song of the people we're hanging out with. So choosing your orchestra mates well can make your song even better. Some of the old rock groups from the 60s and 70s knew how to use orchestration to give some depth to the rock and roll that they wanted to play. You know, sometimes people think it's a particular style of music that's bad or something, and it's that, no, it can be enhanced with the wisdom of all the other different generations of music. I think with America, you know, this whole concept of jazz, we're really independent people. Okay, it's like, yeah, I want to play that, and I want it to be beautiful, but I want it to be mine. So I'm going to take somebody else's song, and I'm going to totally change it, so you wouldn't even recognize it as their song, maybe, until you listen closely. So this independence is something that and yet, when you get a group of jazz musicians together, that they're not trying to show off and they're not trying to be the center, they can really enhance and build up one another. And you can hear, you know, like Dixieland jazz, for example, where, you know, the whole band, the orchestra, they're coming together and everybody's just feeling the same feeling as they play. And the percussion and the guitar and whatever else you've got going works well together. And I think that's what the what is. If we're speaking to one another with song, is my song clashing with yours? Did I come into your song and try to do something different? Because Scripture talks about you mourn with those people that mourn. You rejoice with those that rejoice. If I'm coming in with a rap song about, you know, all police officers are terrible and we should burn the cities, that doesn't work very well with the flight of the bumblebee. Well, maybe it does. Because I think sometimes people listening to the flight of the bumblebee kind of have that same feeling of, you know, mob violence. But there's songs that they'll give you a feeling and take you further than you would have gone without that song. Well, what kind of music should we be sharing with one another? What kind of ideas and experiences should we be enhancing in one another? And is our life as a conversation or a piece of artwork or as a song, as a series of songs, is it something that's pleasant to hear? Is it gratifying to the listener? And hopefully that's the what of this verse, that we bring a useful, gratifying, uplifting, satisfying, pleasant song to the conversation of life. The when. Well, going back from verse 18, I think it's important that it's when you're filled with the Spirit. Because that's when you're not supposed to be drunk with wine, but instead to be filled with the Spirit, singing or speaking to one another in songs and hymns and spiritual songs. And it's kind of important because Kathy and I can be getting along really well, but that if I'm not filled with the Spirit and something happens and something comes out of my mouth that creates dissension and wedges and division, that's not the song we should be playing. That sounds more like, you know, headbanger music when I'm trying to listen to elevator music? Wait, those are the same thing. Never mind. So anyway, but you get the feeling. It's like you can go along and there's music you want to hear, and there's music you don't want to hear. And Scripture is constantly reminding us that we're supposed to encourage one another. We're supposed to lift each other up. And at least, if at all possible, live peaceably with one another. There's all of the one another's. And that's the who. If you go to the verses, it's to one another. We're speaking to one another in song. Or, probably should just go back to the actual verse here. Speaking to one another with psalms, hymns, and songs from the Spirit, and sing and make music from your heart to the Lord. So it's to one another and it's to the Lord. There's this conversation that's going on with one another. Love your neighbor. There's a conversation that should be coming from our heart to the Lord. Loving the Lord. So this is the who. And from Matthew, I probably should turn there because I didn't write the entire text down. Matthew 22. And starting with verse 37, if you want to follow along in the Pew Bibles, that's page 1512. And there's this conversation that's about the greatest commandment. This is when there were religious leaders that were constantly trying to catch Jesus and mix him up and twist his words and do anything they could to make him look bad publicly. That they felt like that was their job. I used to think that when I was in a math class, my job was to catch the instructor's mistakes and point them out loudly. Not a good way to build people up, by the way. Okay, live and learn. Here we are in Matthew 22, verse 34. I'm going to go back to. Hearing that Jesus had silenced the Sadducees and the Pharisees, the Pharisees got together. So there's all these religious leaders, these groups of people. One of them, an expert in the law, tested him with this question. Teacher, which is the greatest commandment in the law? Now, he wasn't asking this because he wanted to know. He was hoping Jesus would get tripped up, give a bad answer, and then they could point out to him how dumb he was. Jesus replied, "Love the Lord your God with all your heart and with all your soul and with all your mind." We're speaking to the Lord from our heart with song. We're taking what's in the depths of our heart and bringing it up to God. That's loving the Lord. This is the first and greatest commandment. And the second is like it. Love your neighbor as yourself. Speaking to one another. In psalms and hymns and spiritual songs or songs from the Spirit. If we're from our heart praising God and in our community loving one another, speaking to one another with a love song, with a spirit song, a song that's demonstrating all of the Holy Spirit fruit. If that's our life song, that's a good thing. That's a way we can love our neighbor as ourselves. And then the next verse there, all the law and the prophets hang on these two commandments. Do you know, if you just learned those two things, you've mastered all of Scripture. You take loving the Lord fully, entirely, and loving your neighbor as you love yourself. If you can do that, you're fulfilling all of the law. All of Scripture's wrapped up in that. So that works pretty well. The where. From your heart. Where is this song residing? Well, if you're walking in the Spirit, if you're full of the Spirit, we've got this fullness from within then. And that's going to be able to come out. And in Luke chapter 6, there's this little paragraph about fruit trees. No good tree bears bad fruit, nor does a bad tree bear good fruit. Each tree is recognized by its own fruit. Now, if we're filled with Holy Spirit, what's our fruit going to look like? Love, joy, peace, patience, long-suffering, forbearance, gentleness, kindness, self-control. All of these things that we can demonstrate in our life song are going to come out from us. People do not pick figs from thorn bushes or grapes from briars. A good man brings good things out of the good stored up in his heart, and an evil man brings evil things out of the evil stored up in his heart. For the mouth speaks what the heart is full of. If we're speaking to one another, and I'm speaking harsh words, and I'm speaking angry words, and I'm speaking words that tear down, am I walking in the Spirit? Am I full of the Spirit? And that's something that we need to be continually filled. We talked about that last week. It's like it's not like a one-time thing and you're done. You know, a lot of people say they believe one thing, but their actions, my actions, show sometimes that if I truly believed it, I would probably act differently. Because out of the overflow of my heart, my mouth speaks. So just because I say I believe something, if I can't demonstrate that, I can tell Kathy I love her. But then when I'm not demonstrating it, I'm sorry, Kath. It's not what it should be. And so the only way to get that back is to be filled with Holy Spirit. Even in a marriage relationship, Holy Spirit fruit is love. So what's in our hearts? That's going to come out. If there's anger and bitterness, if there's apathy and boredom, that's what's in our heart. We don't have to live there. We can live a Holy Spirit life, walk in the Spirit, and have this life song that's pleasant and gratifying to those around us. Then the why. Well, when you're filled with the fullness of God, you can't help but live a life-giving song. When filled with the Spirit, you're a living scripture. Or you are living scripture. You're a living word. 2 Timothy 3:16 and 17. All scripture is God-breathed and is useful for teaching, rebuking, correcting, and training in righteousness. And the reason why is so that the servant of God, the man and the woman of God, may be thoroughly equipped for every good work. Part of the purpose of me speaking and you speaking, us speaking to one another in songs and hymns and spiritual songs is so that we can be equipped for God's service. We can be lifted up to the point where actually our lives are demonstrating all of God's purposes. Love having the windows open and the trains coming by. This is truly Sky Comish. Equipped for every good work. The purpose of us speaking to one another in song is so that all of us all of y'all can be equipped for service, equipped for good works. The how is a little bit fuzzier. How does a tree bear fruit? It just does. Obviously, you can find ways to stop it. You know, Scripture talks about that we're not supposed to quench the Spirit. Holy Spirit's trying to dwell in us, work in us, work through us, help us sing our song to one another. But we can quench that. We can snuff that out. We can get in the way. If you want to stop a tree from bearing fruit, you can find ways to do that. You can mess the soil up. You can take away the water, the moisture. You can take away the light. You can just cut it up and beat it up to the point where it never bears anything. There's ways to do that. A Holy Spirit's trying to sing through you. And you're so busy fighting with Him. Well, in John 3, Jesus is saying, the wind blows wherever it pleases. You hear its sound, but you cannot tell where it comes from or where it is going. So it is with everyone born of the Spirit. If you're truly born of the Spirit, nobody's going to really probably be able to pinpoint, well, this is exactly the day that this happened and this is how that happened. And it's like if we could come up with a formula for controlling God. And unfortunately, that's what a lot of religion tries to do. But instead, we just have to have relationship with God. He'll do the rest. He'll bear the fruit. He'll bear the fruit through us. You know, there's two more coming.
Looks like you can't make up his mind. You just went that way. I'm going this way.
You understand the four coots here, right? It's a warning for people. Here comes the train. And that last one's supposed to get you all the way through the intersection. So, of course, by then, if you were in the intersection, it's too late. Yeah. Holy Spirit is just like the wind as far as how we understand Him. You know, it doesn't mean that we don't know that it was Holy Spirit fruit. It's like when I pick an apple from an apple tree, I'm pretty sure it's an apple tree. Somebody might be able to confuse me a little bit if they found a way to attach that apple to make it look like it was an apple tree when it was really a pear tree. But they're not going to fool me too many times on that. And as I go around and I see people that don't even realize God is working through them. Every good and perfect gift comes from the Father above. And so when we see people demonstrating love, when we see people at peace, when we see them having joy, that's from Holy Spirit. Holy Spirit, just like the wind, can blow where He wants. I think we've got to be careful that we're not trying to define, you know, only people that go to church and do these certain things and, you know, follow these lists or rules, these religious people are the ones that have Holy Spirit. It's like, you know what? Holy Spirit's going to go where He wants to go. He's going to do what He wants to do. But He's also not a bully, and He's not going to force Himself on anyone. And if we try to quench the Spirit, we can mess up His plan in closeness, in song. So let's not do that. When we speak to one another, let's speak with psalms and hymns and songs from the Spirit. Yes, that does include Scripture. It includes the book of Psalms. If we get to know the book of Psalms really well, if we get to know some of the other hymns, there's hymns from Moses, hymns of Mary, others in the prophets, and we can find those songs and share them with one another, that's a very positive thing. What I think even in more breadth, songs from the Spirit. That Spirit blows where He's going to blow. And if He's working through me and giving me the ability to communicate and encourage, let that be your song. And yeah, let's also realize when somebody messes up around you, it's rehearsal time. They're still practicing. Most parents don't get really upset with their kids if they make a mistake during practice. Hopefully. Because that concept of practice makes perfect, but it doesn't happen the first time you practice. Or the second time, or the 20th time even. And continually practicing is going to bring it to a better song, a better feeling. But one thing I really like about some musicians that other people may not appreciate as much as I do. Kathy, who are some of my favorite musicians? Singers?
Neil Young.
Okay, how many of you know Neil Young? Raspy voice. If you heard him live in concert 6 times singing the same song, it's going to be a little bit different each time. I think sometimes the recordings take away from the beauty of live music. Rod Stewart, Tracy Chapman. The type of music I like is people that are singing from the heart. And they're sharing things from their life and from their experience. And it may not be perfect every time. But you keep on going. And I think we've got to have a lot of grace with one another when we're speaking to one another. And we recognize, yep, that was a lot of discord going right there. Sometimes discord can be a beautiful thing because when it comes back, it's so satisfying. You ever played a song and you thought you got the chord right at the end? And you realize that wasn't the chord I started with. It leaves you wanting. You got to bring it back to. If you're in the key of C, you got to finish it with that C chord. You just... So as we're having conversations with one another, as we're speaking to one another in song, got to be careful we don't leave a conversation at the end with discord. If at all possible, live peaceably with all. If at all possible, let's bring it to a satisfying, encouraging, gratifying song, a pleasant finish. Amen.